Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the animals. It's Pete Jones on Radio Reverb.
It so is, and I tell you what else it is. It's guest time. Can you absolutely Adam and Eve it? We've got the lovely Steve-U and Luan Luan in the house. What are we going to do? The mic is to be shared, of course, the speaking mic. We've got Steve-U already up and running with guitar and mic. And that just leaves me to say hi. Hello.
Hey. Hi, how's it going?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm good. And it's amazing to be back, to be fair.
It's a joy to have you back in the studio. You know, thank you so much for bringing not only yourself, your guitar and Luan, but your energy.
Of course. You know, anytime.
You've got the best energy in the house. It's just wonderful.
I mean, it's a big house.
It's a big...
Few floors.
I'm sorry about that. Like, yeah, but you did manage to get the lift up, right?
I had to go up the stairs.
Yes,
the last
I know.
Two floors.
I know. It's a bit confusing down there.
That lift always... Like kind of get stuck.
I know. What is that?
At the third floor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you? I did have a word with the guys about that because you mentioned it last time. I'm sorry about that. But you know, I mean, if I can see it through the tinsel and all the rest, did they look after you in the green room?
Of course.
Hospitality to die for.
Yeah.
But not
pretty
from.
Much. No, never. Please never do that.
Never do that. We wouldn't do that here at Reverb Towers. We've got the hospitality just on tap, quite frankly.
I would say so.
So listen, what's been going on? Can you remind me, when was the last time you both came in?
Okay, we should have checked that.
Okay, no, but roughly, was it? It was this year, guys.
No, it was last year. Yeah, yeah.
No.
And I think it was like a year ago.
Stop
I want to say it was
now.
November. Yeah. It's mental.
Well, I guess in that case, you got a lot of news.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. So
what's been going on?
Basically, finally.
Yes.
I've got my EP coming out in 2026.
Steve-U, no way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
an EP which has been a mission to complete, you know, in general.
Yeah.
Because, of course, money is never enough in a way that, you know, you're going to work your way your way out of it to be able to like record continuously. So I didn't have that kind of possibility all the time. So let's say it took me like literally a year to record an EP because, you know, you go to work and then you pay for a session and like I could do just a session a month basically. But I've had a lot of help from few friends.
How much would you get done in a session when you say, is that paying
it's an
for
8-hour
studio?
Shift.
8 hours?
Yeah, it's an 8-hour shift.
So so what are you going in with? Are you thinking for that 8 hours, let's just work on one song? Is that...
Most of the times, yeah, because it happened to me before that when you rush, you want to do more songs at once, then you end up not taking care of, like... the energy that you want to give to the songs, the real, like, meaningful momentum that you want to keep for the song.
Yeah.
So, in this case, it's been pretty much like finishing a whole song in one day and maybe starting a little bit of another one. And so, it takes a long time, you know, and that's...
Do you go to the same studio each time?
I've been... I've been recording with Matthew Parisi from Studio Chimp.
Okay. Where's that?
Just so people know.
In Whittlesfield.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
I love that place. You know why I love it?
Why?
I've never been there.
Yeah.
But the train stops sometimes at Whittlesfield and you just think, that is the best name in town.
Yeah. It feels like a kind of a shy place.
What happens when you get out of the platform? Is it just hobbitsy and stuff?
Pretty much. It's a fairly fairy place.
Yeah, Whittlesfield.
Yeah.
Love it.
And that's actually full of fields, to be fair with you.
Are they in a kind of wivelly kind of way?
I know the kind
of field you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where the studio is.
Yeah, the main one where I've been working.
Yeah.
But then I had the very, like, immense luck to be joined by a Brighton-based drummer.
Yeah.
He's got his own beautiful thing going on. He's called Guami.
Guami?
It's Ollie.
Okay.
Named Guami.
I like the sound of
arts.
Guami.
And basically, he's the drummer of the band now, because now I've got a new band. You know?
Come on, man. That is big.
We need to do another session, because otherwise...
we've already run out of time, and I haven't started. This is so good. I'm so pleased.
So I've been working with him as well in his studio in Brighton. Yeah, man, there's so much going on.
Okay, well, listen, let's pause there.
Yeah.
Let me know what you're going to play now, because you're ready. I can see.
Yes.
Got a bit between your teeth.
Yeah, so everybody, I invite you to my release show on the 16th of January.
I hope you're listening, people. Yes. 16th of Jan. This is an open invite.
Folklore Rooms.
Folklore Rooms. I
Folklore
love that
Rooms,
place.
Close to the clock tower.
Yes.
And I will be... Basically, it's going to be the first release of my EP. The song is called What Am I Here For? And I'm going to play.
And is this that what you're going to play?
Yeah.
Awesome.
No.
Please take it away, folks. We've got Steve Wu in the house. Take it away.
Then what am I here for?
What am I here for?
Oh, mama. Steve.
Yes.
Seriously. You are having fun.
Loved it. Loving it. I'm loving it.
Guys, you've got Steve-O in the house.
Hello.
What am I here for? So listen, you said the 16th of Jan. Is that the launch of that track or of the launch of the whole EP?
Basically, it's the launch of that track only. It's basically a single extracted from the EP.
Yeah.
But obviously, I want, like, we won't be only playing that track. It's going to be a full set.
I'm with you. I knew that. I was on that
Fair
page.
Fair enough.
I don't, you're not going to pack the house and play one song and get
Imagine
out of here.
Imagine that, man.
Well, it would show guts and ballsies.
Yeah, for sure.
But we're not
sure.
going to show either of those things, no.
Yeah.
So what am I here for? And so people can't get hold of it until the 16th of Jan, am I right?
Yes.
And that's the big launch. And the EP, in terms of the EP, how many tracks are on it?
Four.
And is it a hard copy?
It's a.
Is it going to be like, have you got CDs and vinyl, or is it online?
I am looking to make some vinyl, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. So basically, I'll be releasing with Republic of Music, which is a Brighton-based kind of label and distribution company.
Can you just tell me about them? Because I don't know about them.
Republic of Music, they're just a really kind of... I don't know what to say, really, but they
Did they
really,
find you? Did you seek them?
We kind of found each other in a way, you know?
Yeah, nice.
I've kind of, with time, become friends with Ben, which is one of the people that works there. He's actually he works for the physical distribution.
Got it.
So it's
they're called one more time, what are they called?
Republic of Music.
Republic of Music.
Yeah,
they're Brighton based.
They're Brighton based. They're in front of the Casablanca Jazz Club.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, they're great, man. They do loads of UK artists. They distribute lots of music. They're also a label. I don't know much about that kind of side. Yeah,
you know,
we're taking things. We're taking them purely for how do you say? We've been realistic about stuff, okay? We're not making, like, false promises of stuff or nothing like that. So
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great anyway. They should be great music.
And so if you were to, like, press a whole lot of vinyl of the EP, I mean, I'm guessing you're not going to have it back in time for the 16th of Jan, or do you think you will?
Unfortunately, no, I don't think so. Also, it's expensive. So in terms of money, we still haven't talked about that. You know, we're friends, so we're not kind of making, like... business decisions in a very harsh way. So we'll see.
What can people expect who come to the Folklore Rooms on the 16th of Jan? Is it going to be you and the band?
It's going to be, it's going to be me and the band.
Yep.
It's going to be, I'll probably actually start on my own.
Yeah.
A couple of acoustic ones. Then there's going to be an amazing, talented musician that's going to join me with a violin.
Who on earth is that?
It's going to be...
It's not the one.
She's called Jazz Murphy.
Jazz Murphy.
Yeah, she's an amazing... she's a beautiful human being, an amazing violinist.
How gorgeous. That sounds great.
I'm very lucky to have met her.
And it's such a lovely venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful venue. I love it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to play there.
I think we had this conversation before.
Yeah, we did.
It was your dream.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is so good. And is anyone joining you on sax?
Of course. Of course they are.
Who would that be?
Of course they are. I want to say, Luan is in the room. Do we have Luan in the room over here?
We love Luan. So there's a lot of love in the room. So that sounds great.
And then,
of course, who was on the drums again?
Guami.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Who can forget Guami?
Ollie. Yeah, no, you shall not forget. Actually, go check him out, everybody.
Okay. And what about your socials so people can see what's going on? What's your Instagram? Is it basically?
Steve-O Hyde.
So S-T-E-V-O-O-H-I-D-E.
Just like that.
I tried to link you on the Facebook page, and I'm going to go back and change that tag because it didn't work. So I'm going to do that. So that's how it's all going. Do you want to play us another track, and then we can have a chat about what's 2026 looking like?
Yeah, sure. I've got more to say.
Of course you have. That's why you came. What are you going to play for us?
This track that it's not on the EP.
Okay.
And it's called Be The Change.
Be The Change. Folks, we've got Steve in the house. Do message us. By the way, before he plays that, apologies to Ian Brown, who sent a lovely message. He says, hi, Pete. How you doing? Great start to the show, even though I didn't hear it. I don't know. He says, what's happened to Reverb on FM? I don't know. He says, I've had to go get an Alexa, play Radio Reverb. Alexa, play Radio Reverb from another room. We'll be listening in a minute. Can you stop everything until it's tuned in? Thanks. Well, Ian, you know, we didn't get that in time, so I hope you haven't missed too much. Then we got another message saying, Pete, I'm okay, I'm there, you can start again, thanks. Ian, is always a pleasure. We would move mountains for these listeners. They are so adorably faithful. In the meantime, Steve Vu is in the house. He's Hello. Ready to go. The next track, Be The Change. It's not even on the EP, folks. This is just give. Take it away.
Please go check on your death. He might be gone for good or bad. What if spending all the money at the gambling machine? He met somebody else. I can't think what's next. So come out the worry. You go to work in a hurry. Find him. He might be somewhere close. Truth is that I knew where he was at, but I didn't wanna say it. He'll be back once you've gone your way. I wonder if I should have said something. Wanna break his smile again. All sorrow in his eyes when said something shouldn't have said. Together face the bills, but our love is dead. I just wanna be the change. Forget about ancestral grief. And I don't wanna live with rage. It only leads to disbelief. I know, yeah, I know. Can't stay awake, but I can't sleep. This Dolce Vita is quite bittersweet. I've heard the building for the skillless human blending machines. Would you be somebody else or try find yourself? Forgot how lonely could be when it's only relief. It's to drink himself away. It was just yesterday when he shattered down with his manly ways. I nearly cried, but then restrained. I wonder if I should have said something. But no, I didn't want to break his smile again. All the sorrow in his eyes when said something he shouldn't have said. Together pays the bills, but the love is dead. see you cry again.
In the wings, Stevie was on the mic. Be the Change, not even on the EP. What's going on? That is great, fantastic. Thanks. Is that an oldie? Is that why it's not on the EP?
It's a kind of, I mean, it's got a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be the change. You know?
Like, Be the Change is what you are, my friend.
Well, I hope so.
you are. I mean, it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. So, listen, we've got a slightly strange but beautiful setup here because, you know, we've got you both until six. Luan is, well, at the moment filming you, but you're going to have to swap, right? Because
they're going to
grab a guitar and just do what you've just been doing.
Yeah.
And then are you going to take over the camera work? Is it going to be like the Ed Sheeran one shot?
Yeah, I will.
By the way, have you seen that movie?
Not yet.
You don't have to be an Ed Sheeran fan. It's the most amazing film. The concept. Do you know anything about it?
No.
It's on Netflix, and it's called One Shot. And it is literally an hour and 10 minutes of Ed Sheeran walking around New York, playing all sorts of live bits and pieces. It's the most incredible cinematic work, let alone whatever else. And it's honestly, I don't care what you think about Ed Sheeran, it doesn't really bother me, but the movie itself is great and he comes across wonderfully, and that's all I care about. We've got technicians flying around the studio. We're going to just do this gently, get you in there. Luan is now back in the seat. Right, so listen, let me just do... Do you want to do a little... Because this is mean. You're live on air and you're doing a sound check. Do you just want to speak into that mic and play... Hello.
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 Hola.
Hola. Hello, Madrid. I hope you're listening. And do you want to just play just a chord and I'll see if the mic's in the right place? Oh, but blimey, that's good. Oh, hello. Gorgeous. Thank you. Yeah.
How does it sound?
Are you kidding? It sounds like honey on a bit of hot toast. So listen,
I'm hungry too.
I am starving. Is it coming across? So the last time we met, you were just enthralling the whole, everyone here at Reverb Towers with that amazing saxophone. What a beautiful sound that is! You're just multi everything. What else do you play?
A bit of keys.
Bit of piano. Meaning she's good.
I'm learning to play the flute.
Come on. You're learning the flute?
Yeah, I found... So, because when I started playing sax a couple of years ago now, I've just like any like flute, trumpet, anything like...
Wind
instruments.
Yeah.
And I thought I want to play the flute and nobody's stopping me. Because...
No one's going to stop you.
It's just myself.
Yeah.
So I went on Facebook Marketplace... And I found this flute for like 40 quid.
Seriously?
And I was like, yeah, that's it. I'm going to buy that.
Wow.
So I got a flute at home. And then I've started like an online course.
Ah.
Because why not?
Why not?
Because it's true, I cannot afford a teacher.
You taught yourself the sax as well, didn't you?
I've got a teacher.
Oh, have you?
But it's like we do lessons every 2 weeks because it's quite pricey.
Yeah, they are. Aren't they?
But then I try to practice a lot of hours.
Listen, how much is pricey? Is it an hour?
An hour.
And how much is that?
It's £36.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know.
But, hey,
it focuses you in.
It is worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. It's crazy how sometimes when you do something with someone, even if it's just 1 hour, you just lock in and you do so much.
I get that.
And sometimes you're on your own.
Yeah.
And you're just like, F around.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you for putting it like that. Yeah, and you could have said the Spanish and we wouldn't have known.
And it takes you much longer. No.
Because people do know.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it focuses you in, right? And
absolutely,
and
yeah.
And I bet the hour before and the hour after are kind of important as well before that lesson, because you're like, both mentally and also you probably did a little bit of warm up.
And my homework. I've got homework to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
like
the theory.
That.
Theory is so boring.
Yeah.
But I want to get better at it.
Well, theory is a thing, and then you realise, yeah, don't do that face, don't do that face.
Can I, if I do this, you is okay? Do you censor farts?
You've done it now.
Yeah, well.
What do you mean? How can I, you can't say something and then say, is that okay, live? I mean,
well, I didn't say anything.
That is true.
It's just a fart.
Thank you for thank you for pointing that out, because we were wondering. So listen, are you part of this 16th of Jan event, which is Stevu's EP launch of and single launch really of What Am I Here For?
Yeah.
What have you got coming up? Because we love you as much, and your music is fab. How's it been? How's the last? I can't believe it's been 14 months, but how's that been?
It's been really fruitful and very busy. I've released 4 tracks.
Yeah.
In like 6 months, more or less. It's been quite intense.
Yeah.
And those 4 tracks will be my EP, which I'm planning to release.
Okay.
Still to be confirmed.
So when you say you've done these 4 tracks, are they studio? Are they ready? Are they gift wrapped?
They've already out. They've been released. So they're out in the world.
We need that.
For now.
How do I not have these?
I don't know.
Yeah. Are you doing, because we were talking a minute ago about Republic of Music and their sort of distribution and help and support. Is that something that you're interested in as well? Have you been?
In my case, I'm doing everything independently so far.
Yeah.
But I started distributing with Apollo Distribution.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Apollo.
Good.
They're a London-based distribution company.
Yeah.
And they're lovely. They just reached out to me after I released 2 tracks on my own. And they just reached out because they really liked my music. And then we started working together.
Also, can you please do this? Because you're brilliant online.
Yeah, I think
No, you are. You're really good.
I'm trying to post as much as I can.
Yeah, you're so good at it. So let people know how they can find you, because your Instagram and everything else.
Add Luan Luan Music. So Luan Luan Music.
Perfect. Perfect.
Everywhere.
And is Instagram your go-to? Is that the one?
Yeah. I'm on TikTok as well.
Yes, you are.
I'm everywhere.
We can't, it might miss you.
Just look for Luan Luan Music. You'll find me somewhere. Listen, you'll find my stickers around.
Well, thank you. I've got stickers now for 2026. My 2026 diary, I'm just holding it up to the webcam.
Oh, so good.
Look at this. You see, you know, because it replaces the 2025. We've got Stevu Hyde. We've got Luan Luan. We're rocking. Do you want to play something live? What have you got for us?
Yes. This song is called Yellow.
Yellow. Folks, we got Luan Luan sitting right here. Take it away.
Trying to understand all the feelings in my heart. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, I know that the summer ends and I couldn't take it back. No, 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 no. I know that you've been on the other side, just seeing that. No, 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 no. Nights I think about holding your hand and seeing again. Not my mind, you're yellow. Dream. Hey, no, 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 no. I know that you've been on the other side, just you and I. And no, 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 no. Nights I think about holding your hand and see you again. Not my mind, you're yet love. Summer and standard. You've been always on my mind. I know this fire will be gone when we are back in summer and standard. Yeah. You're yellow. Understand all the feelings in my heart.
Yes, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Folks, we got Luan here. That was a track called Yellow. Luan, English is your second language, right?
Yeah.
Do you write in Spanish?
Not as much, but I've kind of started writing a bit more. Italian as well.
I'm so intrigued by that because that's just amazing that you write in English and yet it's your second language.
Yeah.
And now there's a bit of Italian because, of course, you can speak at least five languages probably.
Not as many.
Because you can play so many things too. Is it different? I mean, when you're writing in Spanish, is it... talk me through that. Is it even something you can verbalise?
You know what? I think... I'm not entirely sure, but I think that might have started writing in English.
Yeah.
Apart from like the fact that the music that I used to listen to was pretty much all in English.
Okay.
When I was a teenager.
What was that music?
Everything that my mum would put, so it would be like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse. Uh-huh. The Police.
Yeah.
All that vibe. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Chic.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was all in
English. This was all at home in Madrid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I listened to a lot of flamenco, a lot of boleros, so like everything like Latin American and Spanish as well.
But this kind of music, popular music,
pop it was more
music
English.
Was always going to be English. Yeah, that's interesting.
And then maybe, I'm not entirely sure, but it could be a way of like not exposing myself as much.
Uh-huh.
So like I started just writing in English. Yeah. Or maybe you think it's cool when you're there.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's not in the language where you are.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does totally make sense.
In fact, I think now that actually English people, like British people, like to hear stuff in Spanish.
Yeah.
And in Italian.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to do that as well. Because if I've got the ability to do so, I'd love to share it as well. You know, like,
yeah.
I think it's good to keep, yeah, just everything open.
And what about mixing it up in one song? Have you done that?
Yeah, I started writing a song. Yeah, I started writing a song in Italian, and then it goes to English.
So I'm intrigued. Why the Italian? You're Spanish.
I don't know.
You're just hiding.
I do have another Spanish. I have another Spanish song, but
okay.
Yeah, I have many issues with finishing songs.
I love it. It's brilliant. But, yeah. Absolutely so creative. I know you guys are on a tight schedule. I can see your people looking at me through the glass. You've got to be out of here at 6, haven't you? I know that. How can people get hold of your music?
You can just find me for now online.
Okay.
Just Luan Luan anywhere.
Okay.
So you can YouTube or Tidal.
Yeah.
Or SoundCloud.
And these four tracks that you released in 2025, are they for sale? Where are they?
You can buy them on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Let's
take people there.
Yeah,
come on,
there is
Bandcamp.
Merch as well, DIY merch.
You guys are both good on merch. So again, in case you missed it, Luan Luan is L-U-A-N, Luan Luan. And your profile is so brilliant online. And I do, I just love your intimate videos that you make and the little bits to camera and all the rest. You just ooze charisma and just style and talent, basically. Is that okay? Would you take all of that?
I'll take that.
And I can't wait to hear you play sax again. And if I can make it to the 16th, that will be a treat. What have you got? What other track are you going to go out with? What's this
next track is Would Be Better.
Would Be Better. Luan Luan, thank you so much for coming in. And Steve too.
Yes.
And you guys come as a formidable duo, even though you don't, you know, you're just sort of the energy that you bring with you is just, you know, fantastic. And are you still working at the amazing coffee house?
I am.
Yay! Woo! People, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you tell us. Where can we get a Luan coffee?
You can get my specialty coffee at Flower Pot Seven Dials. Shout out.
Flower Pot Seven Dials. Shout out for the crew. Luan on coffee. I'm kidding you not. They have made me the finest coffee in town. And sold me the best bakeries and sponges.
They got good stuff.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I can give you no more plugs than
that. Wait, what's your favourite pastry?
In that one. I like the cinnamon twiddly thing.
Yeah. Cinnamon orange.
Come on, who doesn't like a bit of that? And the more the sugar, the better.
What's your drink? Latte with the sugar?
Okay, this is a thing. And I've been accused of being, well, a cortado if I can.
Oh, yeah. Cortado.
But a skinny cappuccino. Stop it with the opinions. Stop it now. Apparently, it's a very 90s Friends drink, but I don't care because I like Friends and I'm from the
90s. Embrace it.
Own it.
Forever.
Luan, it's been such a joy. Would Be Better is this track. Please take it away.
Thank you, Pete.
If you could say my name, I could feel it coming through the rain. Would be better if you could always fly on another skies. And you see your faces and all these places, and now we're falling apart. Oh, would be better, better than none, I'm not at I. Would be better, I would be worse, if I could see you smiling while the angels fall. Would be rare, or would be wrong, I'm changing like the weather, you know me so. Oh, you know me so. I'm not, but I'm not, da 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 da. Would be better if I could feel love right inside my heart, just aching. Would be better to keep myself away from danger. Doing it in vain, cause I just want you holding me so tight. Oh, would be better, better than none, I'm not it. I would be better, it would be worse, if I could see you smiling father, raindrops fall. We'll be red or we'll be wrong. I'm changing like the weather. Oh, you know me, son. Oh, you know me, son. And flow is not that high, but there's no master. I imagine how to make things right. I will be better, I will be worse, if I could see your smile while the raindrops fall. Be better, or better not. Oh, be better, or better not. Bye bye, bye da di da da da. Oh, better not. Oh, be better, or better not.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much. Lovely message in from the last of the lovely days saying, loving Luan Luan. Well, oh, we love Luan Luan. They are ours. Hands off, all right? Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys are brilliant.
Gracias.
And thanks for breaking the curfew. You've got to run. I know you've got to fly out of the studio. So thank you so much. And it's an absolute joy. You take care, guys. Bye.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.